Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. As we wind down 2020, I wanted to share once again an interesting story on talent acquisition and hiring that popped up first in late 2019 and again this summer. And it's a concept that may be unfamiliar to you, but one that might be more interesting moving forward. And it's called open hiring. And here's how it works. Last year, the retailer The Body Shop became the first major company to implement a new strategy for hiring in its distribution centers. Open hiring means no more background checks, no more interviews. Instead, they'll hire the first people who apply for any job. With open hiring, nearly anyone who applies and meets the most basic requirements for a job will be able to get a job on a first-come, first-served basis. The Body Shop first piloted the practice, which was pioneered by the New York social enterprise called Grayston Bakery, back in its North Carolina distribution center at the end of 2019. According to the Body Shop, we're not asking for a background check, we're not asking you to be drug screened, and there's only three questions to get a job. And here they are. Are you authorized to work in the U.S.? Can you stand for up to 8 hours? And can you lift over 50 pounds? If those three questions are answered, yes, then we will give you a chance to come and work in our distribution center. And in the pilot the Body Shop ran before making the change to hiring full-time, monthly turnover in their distribution center dropped by 60%. The company reduced the number of temp agencies they work with from 3 down to 1. It will be interesting to see, as many people are looking for work and companies will start to begin ramping up hiring, hopefully, in 2021. Will other companies follow this example to quickly ramp up hiring and provide opportunity to more people who've been displaced by the pandemic? It was one of the most interesting stories in HR and talent acquisition of the year, and I know it kind of got buried with lots of other big stories, but I wanted to share it once again as it's something to keep an eye on moving forward. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.